We are back with another episode of Never Trust a Skinny Cook. Mike Cummings, sitting here at the dining table in the kitchen of Miss Sammy Quiggins. Miss Sammy, how are you?
I am good. I tell you, we had great Thanksgiving, didn't we?
Absolutely. And one of the things that comes along with Thanksgiving is leftovers.
Leftover turkey. And we're just, you know, that was just last week, so I'm sure some people still got some.
And you've got a solution for it.
Oh, I've got several solutions. My mother, she would do these little things of turkey and freeze them and freeze the turkey broth, and we ate turkey all summer the rest of the year. You know, I don't ever believe in throwing turkey away.
No.
When you've got leftover, you need to use it. And then my nephew Gabe asked me when I was at his parents' house having Thanksgiving. He said, they told me that the hot brown recipe is in your cookbook. I gave all my family a cookbook several years ago. And he said, Amanda said it was in there. And he said, I wanted to talk to you about it. So that made me think about it. And it's a wonderful thing to do with turkey. And this is a simple hot brown. There, you know, the hot brown was invented at the Brown Hotel in Louisville. They said one night after the Brown stayed open late, and I think at that time, you know, they had a little gambling, card playing and stuff going on at the Brown, and that up in the night everybody wanted something to eat, and the chef that was there, I think his last name was Schmidt at that time. I've read a lot of the history about hot browns, and so he had turkey, and he wanted to make something quick, but now their recipe is much more complicated than mine. The first hot brown I ever ate was at the old Coons's on 4th Street in Louisville, and I thought it was wonderful. And you make your own sauce, you know. As Gabe said, somebody told him, you know, well, you just melt some Velveeta on top, but that's not the way it works. So I'm going to give you my hot brown recipe.
Okay.
And really, this is one I've seen some, but this is really mine. I really kind of made this one up, and I maybe have given it to you before. You know, you all have to bear with me if I repeat myself. But you take a half a stick of butter, 6 tablespoons of flour, 3 to 3.5 cup milk, 6 tablespoons grated Parmesan cheese, salt and pepper to taste, slices of turkey breast, 8 to 12 slices of toast, already toasted bread, and extra Parmesan cheese for topping, and 8 to 12 slices of bacon. And I tell you, I really do like to use a slice of turkey breast and then a thin slice of country ham, you know, in with that turkey. They didn't do that at Coons's, but I like to do that. I have country ham sometimes because I've cooked one, but you can go to IGA at Hardinsburg and they have baked country ham and you can get thin slices. Melt the butter and add enough flour to make a reasonably thick roux, enough to absorb all the butter. You add milk and Parmesan. If you get lumps, whip it out with a whisk and add salt and pepper to taste. You partially fry your bacon until it is done but not crisp. And for each hot brown, place 2 slices of toast on an oven-proof plate or dish. Cover the toast with a liberal amount of the turkey breast or ham, or you can do either way. And you pour a generous amount of sauce over the turkey. You sprinkle with Parmesan cheese and lay 2 strips of the limp bacon across the top. Place the dish under the broiler until the sauce is speckled brown and the bacon is crisp. Good, good, good.
It does sound good.
It's the nearest thing I have eaten to the hot browns we ate at Coons's on 4th Street. Back when we used to put on our hats and gloves and go shopping at Stewart's on 4th, you know, shopping used to be a big deal. Bick's was a department store next door and had style shows while you ate. I ate my first chef salad at Coons's. It was when I first heard of that. And they always had wonderful barbecue sauce. And they had a salad dressing that they used the barbecue sauce in. And even after they closed, you could buy the barbecue sauce in Louisville at Kingsley's Meat Market. But the last time I was there, they didn't have it. So I'm hoping they'll get it again. But it was my favorite barbecue sauce ever. And they had, at that time, they had what they got, a hot Tom Brown, which was turkey. Hot Porky Brown, which was ham, and Hot Father Brown, which was tuna. Okay. That was when Catholics didn't eat meat on Friday, mm-hmm. And so they always had the Hot Father Brown on the menu. I thought that was pretty good.
Absolutely. You know, you mentioned downtown and shopping at Stewart's and Bick's. I can remember just barely, as a boy, going downtown to look at the displays in the windows of the department stores.
Stewart's always had a fabulous, and you know, Sears.
Mm-hmm.
Sears was on 7th Street?
Do not remember.
I can't remember where it was, but Stewart's was a fabulous store. It had 7 floors.
Mm-hmm.
The top floor was furniture, and then they had 2 restaurants. They had a restaurant in the basement and a restaurant on, I think it was on the 5th or 6th floor. That was the orchid room, and the one in the basement was just the restaurant. But they had wonderful food, wonderful homemade rolls, wonderful chicken salad and potato salad. And, you know, going to Stewart's was a big deal.
Yes.
You shopped each floor.
And you
when
did.
When you went to a shower or something, they had a white box with Stewart's printed on gold on it. And, you know, they would just take that box and then put a bowl around it. And you'd go to a shower, a wedding shower, a baby shower, and people would say, "That's from Stewart's. That's from Stewart's."
It did have the reputation.
It did. It was a classy store.
It was.
It was really. But, I mean, I just think now when, you know, you really, if you go to a store that has two floors, that's mm-hmm. something. But seven floors. And now it's an Embassy Suites. I wanted to go stay all night there sometime just because of memory. They would have, you know, they had big sales. I mean, they had a lot of expensive stuff, but they'd have sales and they'd have sale tables. I can see my mother now rumbling through this table with all this stuff on sale.
I can also remember being downtown for the Christmas parade.
Now, see, I never did get to go to that. That was a big deal, I guess.
It was, and they always decorated the streets, and then you had the parade go by, and Santa was always in the parade. That, to me, as a little boy, was a big thing, to see Santa in that parade.
Because you knew that was a real Santa.
Christmas time was coming.
Christmas was coming. It was like we'd already gotten the Sears and Roebuck Christmas catalog and the Montgomery Ward catalog and Spiegel's catalog, and I think it was an Alden's and maybe somebody else. We wore those Christmas catalogs. Those pages were just
absolutely
worn out.
I was thinking about that the other day. The catalogs that you used to get prior to Christmas, and you don't get anything near that anymore.
You know, I get catalogs, but they're, you know, they're kind of expensive stuff. And that Sears and Montgomery Ward Christmas catalog, you know, you went through there and just dreamed you were going to get everything in there.
Absolutely.
But then you were tickled with whatever you got, so it really mm-hmm. didn't matter.
Well, Miss Sammy, you have another turkey recipe.
Yeah,
for
doing this was just easy. I don't even have it written down, but it was one of the things Mama did was leftover turkey. And if you got some leftover turkey, she would take a couple of potatoes and peel them and cut them kind of in cubes. And she would take an onion, a small onion, and kind of chop that up and cut that in pieces and put that in water and let that cook till your potato was tender in your oven. Then in that, she would put chopped up leftover turkey and some of the broth that she had frozen. And then we had that over hot. We got to thicken it a little bit. She would take then a little flour and water and make a slurry and thicken that. So you had that kind of thickened gravy in there with that turkey and potatoes and onion. And then she would serve that over hot biscuits.
That sounds good, too.
It was good. And then she made cream turkey, too. She would take and make the roux kind of like I make the hot brown, where she took butter and, maybe she used bacon fat. I don't remember that. And a little flour, you know, and milk, and thicken that. And then put that chopped up turkey in that. And I can remember having that with rice. Mm-hmm. Having some rice and having that over the top. I mean, I was just always tickled to death when she had this leftover turkey and did something with it. Nora and I were talking about it and laughed, you know. We'd say, "What are we going to have for supper tonight?" And she'd say, "Oh, we're going to have turkey hash, or we're going to have turkey and gravy." And we'd say, "Oh, good."
Nothing wrong with that.
You know, it's better than McDonald's. And I like McDonald's pretty well.
Well, Miss Sammy, some great recipes today to use up some of those holiday leftovers.
And of course, just a turkey sandwich on toast with mayonnaise and a dill pickle is pretty good.
I would agree with you there.
I like the turkey.
I've gotten hungry.
Oh, yeah, I know. You're ready to go back home and have a turkey sandwich.
Well, Miss Sammy, tell them what we always tell them.
Oh, don't ever trust that skinny cook.